Interview number three with Agnes Jardine from latterly Upper Harbin Farm, now Cuthriona in Ballymacleillan. Would you like to tell us about your early life, where you were born, what about your parents and the area you were from?
Well, I was born at Clonyard, Suffolk. Went to school at New Abbey, that's where I started school. Then I went to Twynham, then Kirkcudbright Academy, where I finished my education. I left school when I was 15 and went into domestic service to a couple in Kirkcudbright. And I stayed there about 2 years, then I felt I wanted a change, so I applied and got a job as a nanny to a major and his wife to look after their two wee girls. So I got a chance to go with them and I could have travelled all over the place. We went down south to start with, and I got homesick, of course, and had to come home. I couldn't stay. And then I ended back up in Kirkcudbright and went to a farming family and his mother's help there.
And what did your parents do at that time?
My father was a ploughman at that time.
And did your mother do anything as well to earn anything extra?
Was at
just
home.
Rare the family.
In those days, the mother was usually at home.
Aye. And early school days, where did you go to school? Where did you start your school?
New Abbey Primary School.
Uh-huh.
Then my father moved in another job and I went to Twynham School. I stayed there until I was 11 or 11, I think. I went to Kirkcudbright Academy.
Uh-huh.
And I was there until I was 15, left school.
Mm-hmm.
And went into domestic service.
Aye. Of course, the Second World War would be taking place while you were a young girl. Can you any memories of that?
I remember standing at the door with my parents at New Abbey when the Germans went over to bomb Clyde Bank. My father said that was them. We heard the drone and could just standing at the back door, and we heard the drone of these, and he says they're going over to bomb Clyde Bank. That must have been what, 1940? I must have been about 5 or 6. I wasn't very old anyway.
Uh-huh.
But I remember that.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And when did you first come up to Ballymacleillan?
Oh, when I got married. Or just before I got married, I'd be coming back and forth.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And that was the state of Upper Harbin?
Uh-huh. Aye.
Uh-huh.
Got married and came to live at Upper Harbin Farm. I had to stay with my in-laws because we had no cottage then.
Uh-huh. And what was your duties on the farm and what did you do when you were
working?
Uh-huh.
I got presented, my first present I got from my father-in-law was a pair of wellies, and I assumed that was just a hint that I was going to have to work on the farm.
Right.
And incidentally my daughter-in-law got the same present about 40 odd years later. 20. So many years anyway, I'm not sure when.
20 odd.
Different wellies, I assume.
And they were well used.
Uh-huh.
In the byre and everywhere on the farm.
Aye. What sort of farm work did you help with?
Oh, me. Feeding calves.
Uh-huh.
That was my main thing. There was no sheep then.
Aye.
We didn't have many sheep anyway. I never worked with sheep.
Aye. What breed of calves were they that you fed? Can you mind?
Oh. Were they Ayrshires? No. Holstein? No. Herefords?
Mm-hmm.
Friesians?
And poultry? You kept hens,
yes,
for eggs, I suppose.
And ducks.
Uh-huh.
And we always had a duck at Christmas time. It was always roast duck.
Was it? Aye. What breed of ducks did you have?
Oh, they were white.
Aylesbury? Would they be Aylesbury?
Well, probably, yes. Quite a few ducks we had.
Aye. And the hens?
Aye.
Any particular breed?
No.
No?
No, I didn't do much with hens. Your granny worked with hens.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did she sell eggs or
yes,
anything like that?
Yes, she did. She sold the eggs.
And where did she sell eggs?
I don't know.
Right.
And she used to do bed and breakfast, your
granny,
here.
In the farmhouse?
In the farmhouse, yes.
Right. Uh-huh. Aye. Did folk pre-book or did they just arrive?
No, they pre-booked, usually.
Uh-huh.
And all kinds of people came, doctors and such like, very interesting people.
From all over Britain?
Yes.
Uh-huh. And I understand you'd some other people here just after the war. You had some foreign gentlemen worked on the farm for a while.
Polish prisoners of war they were.
Uh-huh. How many was there?
Two.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I remember them telling me about somebody coming from the government, and he did a bit of ploughing for them.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
On the farm.
Aye. And what was life like right about then? Was it difficult or enjoyable, or was it hard
work? You had to work.
Uh-huh.
Everything was work.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And what was your first involvement in Balmacleon Village Hall? Can you remember that?
It would be the Guild Sale, probably.
Uh-huh. What did that consist of?
Selling cakes and I think a lot of other stuff they would sell. They'd have a jumble stall, maybe.
Uh-huh.
I'm not sure, though. But they had a lot of cakes.
Uh-huh.
And the folk were desperate to buy, and of course they couldn't buy until it was officially opened.
Uh-huh.
That was by the minister's wife. She opened it.
Oh, was it a competition as well?
I don't remember a competition.
No,
I don't think so.
Uh-huh. Do you remember any of the names from that era? From the village or office bearers in the guild?
No, I don't. I wasn't involved in the guild. Apparently there was a guild in the rural, but it never lasted long.
No. And how about whist drives? Did you attend any of the whist drives?
Yes, it was a good whist drive. We had maybe once or twice a year. And that was what they called the basket whist drive. You took your basket with all your cups and saucers and tablecloth and cakes and whatever sandwiches and whatever. And when it came half time, you got your basket and went back to your table you were at. There was four of you, and you had your tea.
And did you provide for yourself
for
your own couple
for a table
and
of four.
Two visitors?
Uh-huh. Table of four.
Uh-huh. Aye. And how far did the visitors come from to play the whist at that time?
Well, mainly New Galloway, Dorai.
Local villages?
Yes.
Aye. And did you go playing whist at other villages?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
No, not so much other villages, no. Balmacleland.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Did you get involved in anything else in the hall?
No.
Did you attend anything? Dances or?
There was dances.
Things like that? Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
I used to have tea at half time and I've made tatty scones for that.
So you're always busy preparing food for the hall and the functions?
Derek Johnson, that used to stay at Walker Hill, he used to come up once or twice.
Uh-huh.
And we always had a good night playing cards in the house here.
Uh-huh.
He came often, Derek.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. And was that it for the hall? Did he help with anything else?
I didn't really, I don't think, no.
No. What do you think of the village hall?
What do you think of it?
Uh-huh.
It's a good hall, a nice hall.
Mm-hmm.
And it's to be hoped it keeps going.
Aye. And the shop, you've seen a lot of changes in the shops over the years, owners and different folk running the shop.
Uh-huh.
How vital was that to yourself through the years, the local shop?
Very good. The shop was always good. It was always there. Very good.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
And still is.
Uh-huh. Aye. And do you remember your life animals or events that stay long in your memory?
No, just working.
Uh-huh.
I'd need pet lambs anyway.
No. Uh-huh. Holidays, did you ever get any holidays away?
Yes, we used to go up north.
Uh-huh.
And we would take maybe two of you at a time, two families at a time, up north for a few days.
Uh-huh.
And then the next year we'd take the other two that didn't get the first year with us.
Uh-huh. Aye. anything else you'd like to add then?
Yeah, I don't think so.
Memories of Balmacleon Hall.
Can you think of else?
No, I think we've covered everything quite well. Thank you very much for that.
Is that okay?
End of interview.